Few Libyans are expected to participate in Wednesday's vote for a new parliament. Only a quarter of the population is registered to take part, and the fear of violence may keep many of those away from the polls. The central government holds little influence beyond the capital, Tripoli, making security precautions tenuous. UN official Ismail Ul Sheikh says the United Nations is trying to help with the vote.
There are still political and security obstacles, and our operation may face these obstacles. The road forward is not going to be easy, and for that reason, the United Nations continues to provide support under a mandate from the Security Council.
Forces loyal to renegade General Khalifa Haftar engage in near daily battle with Islamist militants in Libya's east. Haftar, who for years enjoyed U.S. protection, has promised a ceasefire during the vote. But rival militias, many armed by NATO forces during the 2011 uprising, continue to cause unrest across the nation. Still, the head of Libya's election commission remained hopeful the vote would proceed smoothly.
Regarding our arrangements in Benghazi, they're going to plan. In the south, we have no problems regarding the electoral process. Any security problems have no direct link to the electoral process.
And some voters hold out hope the election will help shore up the power of the central government.
God willing, this election will go according to plan, and we expect that after everything that has happened recently, we will reach the foundation stage and people will start to move forward and the country will calm down. Because the people are really tired of what's going on.
Observers caution counting ballots and forming a government after this party list free election may take some time. More worrisome, they add, is which, if any, of the warring parties will recognize the outcome. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.